我们知道所谓的千禧年是现在社会上一个很受重视的一个噱头，一个花样。
As we know, we are all experiencing a special phenomenon, that is, we are coming into the new millennium.
当然我们今天有幸能够面临西元的两千年。
Now we are all entering into the second millennium.
也就是二十世纪的最后一年。
And which is the last year of the 20th century.
那么从明年开始，也就是进入二十一世纪。
So next year we'll be entering to the 21st century.
对整个国际上来讲
，in the international milieu，
所谓千禧年好像代表着光明跟盼望。
Millennium may a new millennium represent a new hope.
因为他们觉得啊，在科技的发展当中
，because in this development, new development，
好像可以带给人类很多的幸福跟帮助。
And entering into the new period may bring us much help and a new plan.
但是我们很明显的可以看出来。
And we can all clearly see.
在一种缺乏人类文化的教育之下。
And for all of us who are not educated in this civilized society.
整个伦理道德都受到很大的破坏。
And we have come a lot of this. Education materials have come under much destruction.
所以科技的发展跟人文道德成为反比率，相反的比率。
So the scientific development and the cultural advancement has come under has come in the opposite direction.
因此呢，一般世人所说的光明跟盼望呢，其实是一种虚假的。幻影啊，一种幻想啊。
So what I believe, what the non-believers say about a new light and new hope is actually in vain.
我们昨天晚上就已经讲到第一个主题。
And last night, I've touched on one portion of my topic.
我们完全以神在圣经里头向我们所宣告的。
And we shall touch upon the commandments and the instructions of God from the Bible.
来认识我们这个时代。
To understand clearly the phenomenon of this particular generation.
主耶稣呢跟他的门徒说。
Our Lord Jesus told his disciples.
说末后的日子，民攻民，国攻国。
That during the last days, nation will rise against nation, and countries will rise.
战争有饥荒。
There'll be a wars and a famine.
因此，我们以圣经的角度来看。
From the perspective of the scriptures.
我们以实际的社会来观察。
And from our factual observation, we can see.
我们绝对可以了解到，今天的社会是一天不如一天。
That we are coming closer to the end.
并不能说因为科技的发展就带来人类。很强烈的光明跟期望。
Let us not put the advancement of the scientific world to bringing us a future of light and hope.
但是我们弟兄姐妹是不是因为这样就把整个社会看成是悲观的呢？不是啊。
Does that cause us to be pessimistic because of all this message?
彼得呢，他直截了当的跟我们讲啊。
And the apostle.Peter told us this.
他说万物的结局近了。
That even though the last days is drawing nearer.
所以你们要谨慎，要自守。
So let us all hold true to our faith and be vigilant.
要警醒祷告。
Let us be fervent in our prayer.
这是我们面对今天这个世界，这个社会应该有的一个装备。
And this is...the basic preparation that we must have in order to face this generation, this period.
那么早上我要讲的是第二点。
This morning I shall touch on my second part, my
story. 虽然我们对这个世界看起来是很悲观。
The pessimistic look toward this life on earth.
但是我们可以想象得到，其实现在也是我们真耶稣教会呢一个发展的时期。
In actual fact,If you look another way, this is a good developmental period for True Jesus Church.
我们常常有一个感觉。
Because all of us once in a while have this type of feeling and or thoughts.
到底我们真主教是不是突然间的跑出来的呢？
This true Jesus Church just come out of nowhere.
是不是一个偶然的产品？
Is this an accidental phenomenon?
事实上不是这样啊。
In actual fact, this is not so.
我们以历史角度来看。
From the historical perspective.
使徒时代的教会，它的完整性大概是70年左右。
The existence of the apostolic church was about 70 years.
我们知道主耶稣他是在西元的29年跟30年之间被钉十字架。
We know that our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross between 29 to 30 A.D.
其实这一年呢是很值得我们本会每一个信徒要去纪念的。
And in actual fact, we all should remember this period when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.
因为在这一年主耶稣被钉十字架。
Because in that period when our Lord Jesus was crucified.
在这一年主耶稣复活。
And when he resurrected.
也在这一年他升天
and also during that period he ascended to heaven
又降下圣灵
and when he sent down the Holy Spirit
更重要的是建设使徒教会
and the most important of all is that he instituted the true church
因此呢西元的30年或是29年呢是一个很值得我们本会的信徒去注意跟纪念 的一年
So this year AD 30 is something that we must remember
可是才建立的一个教会到西元差不多100年的时候
From the development of the church the true church from AD 30 to AD 100
我们就发现有三个很大的问题
There are three problems that we can all see
第一个教会受到当时一个很厉害的很普遍的一个思想主流影响。
They were influenced by the primitive thoughts of that period.
就是诺斯底克主义，诺斯提西人，诺斯提西人，诺斯。
It's by because of the agnostician.
这个思想呢，影响教会很大的一个变化。
This is also a hindrance, and it affects the total development of the church then.
第二个是犹太思想跟罗马政府的逼迫。
And secondly, they were affected by the Jewish thought and the persecution that the Israelites suffer under the Romans.
使一些基督徒呢退却，离开真理。
And it was because of that the Christians left the truth.
第三个就是教会本身的腐败。
And the third is the weakness within the church.
我们从保罗书信里头都可以看到这些迹象。
We can see all this. Incidents and phenomena in Paul's letters.
一个主耶稣亲自建立的教会。
A church that is personally instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ.
在不到100年的时间。
Within less than 100 years.
整个真理就瓦解掉。
We can see that the truth all come to nothing.
所以随着后来的这个罗马帝国的分裂。
And when there's a breakaway in the Roman Empire.
他完全所接受的是我们历史上所说的拜占庭的时期，就是东罗马的一个宗教。
What they have come to accept is the religion of the Eastern Roman Empire.
主耶稣亲自建立的教会，圣灵亲自建立的教会，70年之后就瓦解。
And we can see how pitiful it is that a church that is instituted by the Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus Christ.It only existed for 70 years.
所以我们传道人常常跟自己开一个玩笑。
And this is the common joke that among us preachers.
我们真耶稣教呢，从中国大陆1917年建立以来。
That ever since the True Jesus Church was established in China in 1917.
到现在呢，有83年。
And up till now, there is a period of 83 years already.
所以我们更有资格呢，被瓦解掉的。
So we are actually more deserving to be destructed.
可是我们想一想，今天为什么我们真耶稣教会还留着
？However, let us ask ourselves, why are we still around?
这是基督呢，主耶稣呢，为今天这个世界的救赎所预备的。
Because this is one of his salvation, his preparation to save us.
所以当主耶稣跟门徒论道的时候
，So during one of our Lord Jesus' dialogue with his disciples.
他突然间冒出一句跟前面、跟后面好像都没有关系的话。
he said a word that has nothing to do with the past and the present.
我们请看马太福音的24章。
Let us all turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章，我们看26节。
Verse 26.
二十四章的二十六节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 26.
若有人对你们说，看哪，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去；或说，看哪，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。二十七节。
Verse 27.
闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。二十八节。
Verse 28.
尸首在哪里，鹰也必聚在那里。这个地方啊。就是主耶稣跟门徒在讲道的时候。
These are the words spoken by Lord Jesus when he was with them.
提到末后的世界的情形。
He was trying to describe to them.
那我们要知道
the incidents during the end time.
从先知以来，他们所讲的事情。
All the words foretold by the prophets.
所发出的讯息。
And all the manifestations of their words.
都一定有三个意义。
There are always three meanings attached to them.
第一个就是以历史的史观，当时的事实来看。
From the historical perspective, we can see the factual happening.
因为这件事就是一个历史。
As we know, this has become a part of our history.
历史是事实存在的。
Because history is a factual incident.
所以他们会讲这句话，跟历史一定有绝对关系。
Because what the prophets have said is recorded in history.
那么第二个
Secondly,
就是历史的微观细细的去观察它
that history has to in detail observe and record all the incidents and the happenings
因为这些话一定有对当时的人所做的一个教训
because the words spoken or written is a form of instruction for the people at that time
啊第三个
Thirdly,
有一个历史的宏观，用宽大的眼光来看。
There's the overview of the historical.
一种观察，对。
It's an overview.
它本身呢，对整个历史影响多大
？And to see what this, what the history, what the words spoken by the prophets has, how they affect history.
但是圣经不是只有这三个特色。
However, we know the Bible is not just based on these three.
它还有第四个。第四个目标
，The Bible cover another aspect, the fourth aspect.
在救赎上的地位
，That the Bible has the position of saving mankind.
所以这些先知呢，他一定是不断的发出这些讯息。
And the prophets all through the Old Testament time have given out many news and message.
那么我们知道主耶稣跟这些门徒讲这些话的时候
，So when our Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples.
它也是含有这三个意义。
His words contain these three meanings.
讲到以后啊，主后七十年要遭遇到的一个灾难。
How that the church in the future may face a persecution.
也讲到呢，必然呢有很多教训存在这里头。
And what are the teachings they can gather from what he has to say?
可是这些事情呢，有一大部分。不是针对当时来讲的。
However, we have to understand that the word spoken by Jesus is not only meant for the people then.
而是针对末后的世代。
It is actually meant for the people who are living near the end time.
所以在这些解经家来看呢、啊、
，those people who are scholars，
他们就搞不清楚怎么主耶稣讲这一段的时候，突然间跑出一个二十七节出来。
They could not understand.Why Jesus spoke what he said in verse 27.
这个二十七节啊，跟前面也没有关系，跟后面也没有缘故啊，都没有什么关系啊。
Because the meaning of verse 27 doesn't correlate with the verses before and after.
他突然说，闪电从东边发出。
Because here our Lord Jesus said, "For as lightning that comes from the east is visible."
直照到西边。
It's visible even in the west.
那么紧接着讲说，人子降临也要这样。
So will be the coming of the Son of Man.
所以一般解经家对这一节呢，他们只能说闪电从东边闪到西边，很快，就讲这么一个话而已。
To the
scholars, 速度很快。
To the scholars, this lightning, the speed is very fast.
但是我们一定要知道，主耶稣讲话 一定有它很值得我们去注意的地方。
However, we know that what every word that our Lord Jesus speak is all of us have to pay very close attention.
啊，他所引用的话语、引用的实例。
His style and his contents.
啊，除了是这个事情的本意之外。
We have to look at the essence.
一定要从文字上去注意它。
We have to pay very close attention to the meaning between the lines.
这个地方不是只有说末后神的救赎速度很快而已。
That in this verse, what Jesus meant is that the end time does not come at the speed of lightning.
他还直接跟我们讲，救恩将来必从东方发出。
It says here that salvation will come from the east.
这是我们绝对可以肯定的。
This is something that we can all be very that can be confirmed.
因为在整个旧约历史当中，你可以看得出来。
From the history of the Old Testament.
乐园就是在东方。
We know that the Garden of Eden is in the east.
会幕的门口一定向东。
And the door to the tent faces east.
来迎接光明。
In order to receive the light.
圣殿的门也是向东。
And the holies also face the east.
整个救赎的计划呢，跟东边都有很大的关系。
And the Lord's salvation plan has a very close relationship to the east.
连我们在查人物传里头。
When we study the Bible characters,
以斯帖就是东方之星。
We know that Esther is the star of the east.
所以我们就知道呢，东方一定是神兴起救恩的地方。
So we know that the east is where the beginning of God's salvation plan is.
那么今天神把救恩放在我们的教会身上。
Now that our Lord Jesus has put the salvation grace on the doorstep of our church.
我们知道绝大部分的基督教呢都是从西方而来。
We know that most Christians come from the Western society.
从东方兴起的基督教可能只有三个。
And there are only three churches that hail from the east.
而且全部呢都出现在华人的社会里头。
And they all appear in the Chinese population.
啊，第一个啊，就是中国人设立的小群会，就是聚会所。
So the first church, Christian church that's established by the Chinese are the.
啊，这我不晓得这个地方怎么讲啊。
Maybe it's Assembly of God.
就在。北美的地方也是相当多人接受的。
And there, this denomination is also widely accepted in the
West. 还有两个很出名的传道人。
And they have a very famous pastors.
早期在大陆的叫做尼西生。
And this guy from China, his name is
尼西生，对。
尼西生。
最近呢，在美国是李长寿。
And now there's a second pastor who lives in the States, and his name is
对，他现在组合一个联合教会。
So he set up another church in the States.
这个联合教会在我们加拿大也很多人参加。
And there are many Canadians who attend this church too.
那么第二个是从香港建立的新约教会。
And the second church comes set up by the people in Hong Kong.
这个将近有五十年的历史。
And they have a history of 50 years.
第三个就是我们真耶稣教会。
The third is a True Jesus Church.
所以我们从这里可以发现
，So from here we can see
啊，神竟然要从东方兴起他的教会。
Since God wants to establish His church from the east，
那么我们就必须对我们的教会呢有一个新的认识。
So let us establish this new understanding toward our church。
他这里说呢，闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。
Here it says, lightning comes from the east, is visible even in the west.
从这句话呢，我们绝对可以相信。
From here, we can safely believe.
将来呢，我们的教会速度的传播的速度一定会非常快。
That the speed of our evangelizing will be quick as lightning.
我们在六七年联总第一次在台湾开会的时候。
In 1967, when during one of the IA meetings.
那个时候呢，大概参加的教的世界各国呢，大概有八个国家、十个地区，八个国家、十个地区。
The delegates only comprised from eight countries and ten regions.
那么到今年呢，到去年为止
，as of last year，
我们的教会呢就已经分布在48个国家。
True Jewish Church comprised of 48 countries。
当然可以算是50个地区。
Or 50 regions。
因为香港属于中国大陆的。
Because Hong Kong is put in the with the mainland China。
台湾呢又属于一个独立教会。
And Taiwan is considered to be an independent entity。
虽然台湾是从大陆这边传过来的。
Even though Taiwan received the gospel from China in the beginning。
但他呢建立台湾总会之后。
After the establishment of the Taiwan General Assembly。
在宣教上形成一个独立的区域。
They become a separate entity in the gospel work。
我们真耶稣教会到底怎么来的？
What is the origin of a true Jesus church?
为什么我们可以肯定这个教会是真的？
How can we be so sure that this is the true church?
我们看一节圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
请看以赛亚书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
以赛亚书，我们请看二章的第一节。
Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 1.
二章第一节。
Verse 1.
亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚德默士论到犹大和耶路撒冷第二节
Verse 2.
末后的日子耶和华殿的山必坚立超乎诸山高举过于万岭万民都要流归这山第三节
Verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往说来吧我们登耶和华的山奔雅各神的殿主必将他的道教训我们也要行他的路因为训诲必出于西安耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。好，我们看到这边，这是先知以利亚的预言。
This is one of the prophecy from Prophet Elijah.
以利亚先知讲这一句话的时候，他本身不了解真正的意义。
When the Prophet Elijah said all these words, he himself does not know the meaning.
这句话对当时的历史来讲，也不是正确的。
On a historical perspective, this is not recorded as fact.
他说耶和华殿的山必超乎诸山。
It says here that the mountains of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains.
事实上在圣殿山旁边有很多的山都比它更高啊。
As at that time, the temple that is established on that mountain, there are many mountains that are higher.
他这里所讲的不是事实上的一个地理环境啊。
This is not what Prophet Elijah was saying. It's not something that is earthly.
其实这一段圣经是针对我们末后真教会来讲的。
This is what he said here is referring to the church during the last days.
他说末后的日子。
This is during the last days.
你在圣经里头看到这一句话。
When you see this part of the scriptures.
要我们重视的不是日期时间的问题。
We must not place importance on the the period.
而是里头的内容。
We have to see the contents.
他说耶和华殿的山必坚立。
It says here the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established.
要高乎诸山。
And it will be chief among the mountains.
要高举过于万岭。
It will be raised above the hills.
为什么有这么一个现象
？Why such a phenomenon?
他说呢，在神的山上呢，因为主必将他的教他的道教训我们。
Because it is in this mountain that the Lord will teach us His ways.
耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
And His word will go of the Lord will come out from Jerusalem.
要有真道啊，要有真理啊。
We all must have the true path and the true salvation.
今天在教会的吸引我们的条件上面。在信仰上吸引我们的条件
our conditions and our faith
绝对不是一个外在的条件
It's not dictated by our environment or
外在条件是我们所谓的人上有人天上有天、啊、一个比一个更好、啊、
Because as we know our conditions of our faith is not dictated externally
但是这些教会、啊、这些宗教能够满足我们吗
However, all these religions in the world, can they satisfy us?
还是没办法的。
It can't.
真正能够吸引我们的是神的话语。
The the thing that can inspire us and move us is the, are the words of God.
也就是所谓的真理啊。
And this word is the truth.
因为真理才会吸引我们。
Only the truth can attract us.
今天这么一个道理要放诸世界，放到世界各地去。
And before this truth can be spread to other parts of the world,
同样的道理能够让万民流归这支山。
And it is this truth will have the power to attract mankind to this mountain.
只有神的道，神的教训。
Only the truth of God and the word of God.
是我们真耶稣教会呢，早期建立的时候。
In the earlier days when the True Jesus Church was just built.
我们看那个看到名称啊，很夸大。
Seems that the name is quite high and mighty.
万国更正真耶稣教会，万国更正啊，更正万国的。
That this is the church from amongst the world.
人家那外教说。你们真耶稣教连站都站不住，还要万国更正啊
！And the other faith will look at us and said, "How could you call yourself that?"
所以我们教在大陆的名称啊。
So this is the name when the church was started in China.
最早就是用万国更正真耶稣教会。
And beginning is the one and only True Jesus Church.
那后来就直接用真耶稣教会。
And as the time goes by. It became just True Jesus Church.
好，为什么我们会知道我们所接受是真理
？How do we know that the truth that we receive is the ultimate truth？
因为我们的教会不是属任何教会延续下来的。
Because our church does not come from any other church.
我们的教会的真理都是圣灵直接启示。
Because the word that the truth that's preached in our church is all come, they all come from the Bible and inspired by God.
最近呢，这两年当中啊，谢顺道长老呢，就是在整理我们真耶稣教会的历史。
This past the last 2 years, Elder Chen is trying to organize a booklet on the history of the church.
我在问他说：“谢长老，你要从什么地方开始写起呀？”
And I asked him, Elder Xie, where will you start?
本来我以为他是会从中国大陆，就1917年开始写呀。
I thought that he will start this project from 1917.
结果他说不是。
He said no.
他说要提前到使徒时代写下来。
He said his book is going to begin from the apostolic period.
我就在笑他说你写太大本啊，一定会放在书架上当装饰品啊。
I said please don't make your book like an encyclopedia where it's just going to end up in the bookshelf.
他说没有关系的，反正哈、哦，把资料整理好，要看的看多少算多少啊，随便大家。
He said it's just up to members to use it as a reference guide.
我们真耶稣教的一些资料啊，就是从大陆运回台湾的。
All the materials from the True Church, they all originate from China.
这是杨玉燕长老对我们真耶稣教留下一个非常重要的一个帮助啊。
And one of the pioneers is our elder John Young.
他从中国大陆撤回台湾的时候
，So when he went from China to Taiwan.
啊，把南京跟上海的一些教会资料全部带回去呀。
He took back with him all the materials from China from 南京 and Shanghai.
因为我们总部在南京啊。
Because at that time, the headquarters is in the Nanjing.
对 ，Nanjing.
Nanjing.
那印刷厂在上海啊。
And the printing facilities is in Shanghai.
所以我们真耶稣教会很早就有自己的印刷厂。
So in the beginning, we all have the facilities to print and to write.
我们早期的杂志啊，《圣灵报》那三个字啊，《圣灵报》三个字。
The Holy Spirit Times.
就是从那个。长安呐、啊，白马寺的石碑呀、啊，把它拓下来的。
And originally from the Chang'an.
对，啊，拓下来的一个，刚才录下一个字形啊，那个模型啊。
And the model the of the Holy Spirit Times is a model after Chang'an.
对，那这些资料呢， 有一部分是我们早期的工人为保罗长老所写的。
And all these literary materials are all written for Paulo. For Paul.
他本身不是一个读书读很多的人。
We know that he is not a very educated person.
那他是接受外教会的信仰。
He was the educated from the other churches.
那在他的信仰过程当中，他奉献很多钱。
And during when as a Christian, he offered much money.
因为他是开布庄卖布的，在卖布的。
He was a cloth merchant.
那么很意外的啊，他得到神的启示，得到主耶稣的启示。
And at one point, he was inspired by God.
主耶稣亲自跟他说啊。
And God told him.
安息日不是星期日，是星期六。
God directly told him, Paul, that the Sabbath day is not on a Sunday, but on a Saturday.
他就跑去跟他们牧师讲。
So he went and told his pastor.
说奇怪，主耶稣怎么跟我说安息日是星期六，不是星期日？
And he was wondering why would God told him that a Sabbath day does not fall, not talk to me. I'm the pastor.
他就把它记下来。
However, this Paul wrote it all down.
他得圣灵又讲灵言了。
And he received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues.
他又跑去跟牧师讲。
And then he again told his pastor.
哎，奇怪，祷告有圣灵啊。
He said, when I prayed, I could roll my tongues.
他说岂有此理？你有圣灵，我有圣灵啊。
How dare you insult me that I do not have the Holy Spirit.
所以后来那牧师啊，他说你不要来，你不要来，但他讲异端呢，跟我们都不一样。
And Paul, he was no longer welcome at his church because he was considered a heretic.
好，所以谢长老在整理这些资料的时候，因为我们都放在这个神学院的图书馆里头，那些资料都在里头。
Elder Xie, all his research materials are in the reference room in the Taiwan GA.
所以呢，里面呢，那个字啊要拆的了，因为啊很多错字跟别字啊用发音的去拼的啦。
And sometimes he has to guess the true meaning of the original text.
所以到一直到今年的年初的时候呢，我们真耶稣教的历史呢，谢长老才把那个很完整的写下来。
And now he finally completed his project as this the beginning part of this year.
早期我们的教会到底这些他所看的异象，所看的这些启示，是不是正确呢？都不晓得。
So we can't really confirm the true existence of the visions and the revelations that Paul received from God.
可是经过这七十几年
，However, through this 70 years，
我们长期这些传道人去跟他研究。
The preachers, the successive preachers have continued to study this matter.
我们才知道说这些都是有圣经的根据啊。
That indeed they are all based on the Bible.
啊，就像以赛亚书二章所讲的。
And this is what is said in Isaiah chapter 2.
啊，说他第四节说他必在列国中施行审判。
That he will judge between the nations.
为许多国民断定是非。
And will settle disputes for many peoples.
因为呢，这里头有神的真理啊。
Because we know it contains the truth of God.
所以今天我们的教会啊，真正要建立的，就是在神的真理上面。
So our church, we must be built on the foundation of the truth.
我在前年呢，前年年底的时候，两年前的时候
，2 years ago。
有一天呢，我从台湾的中部要到南部去。
Once when I was in central Taiwan, I was making my way to eastern Taiwan.
那我就搭火车，搭铁路局的哈，对不对啊？我就搭铁路下去。因为我不太喜欢搭巴士啊。
Because I prefer to take a train than the bus.
因为搭铁路局的，我就可以看书啊。
Because at least I could spend my time reading on the train.
我就带一本书啊，在车上看。
So I At that time, I had with me a book.
那本书呢？它的书名是《认识犹太人》。
And the title of the book that I was reading is Understanding the Jewish.
总有一个姐妹跟我介绍的。
And this was recommended by one of our church sisters.
她说：“陈传道，你常常在看那个摩西五经啊。”
And she knew that I was always studying the Pentateuch.
我介绍一本书给你看。
So she recommended me another book.
我说好啊，我就去，她就帮我买来啊。
And then she also went and.
我一打开一看呐、啊，我说你怎么介绍这种书给我看呢
？I asked her why did she recommend me such a book?
因为里面都是漫画，用画的。
Those are all pictorial.
卡通的、啊。
They're all depicted. They're all pictures.
我说、啊，陈传道如果看这本书，被信徒看到一定会被笑的。
I might be mocked by others who saw me looking at this kind of book.
没有想到我那一本书呢，看了一年多才看完。
In actual fact, it took me a year to finish the book, the entire book.
他这是用漫画的方式来说明摩西律法。
And the book depicts the words of Moses in pictures.
而且啊，把作者本身，他本身就是犹太人。
And the author is a real Jew.
啊，这本书应该可以在美国买得到。
I'm sure you can get this book at your local Christian bookshop.
它全部翻译成中文。
And they are all been translated to Chinese already.
我就在车上看了。
So as I was looking at this book,
看完之后，我就放在前面的位置哈。
I put it in the seat.
因为我看久了，眼睛都会花，年纪大了哈，稍微大一点，不是很大了哈，眼睛都会昏花。
Because of my advancing age, I can't read for too long.
他说我就休息一下。
And I decided to take a break.
那么我在眼睛睁开要再看的时候啊
，When I took the book and decided to continue reading again，
我的旁边呢、啊，这个走道旁边，竟然有人跟我讲话。
There's a man who sat on the other side of the aisle。
用台湾话问我、啊。
And he spoke to me in the native language。
先生，你在看什么？问我说，先生，我在看什么
？And he asked me, "What are you reading?"
我转过去看，哇，画金头发的。外国人啊，外国人啊。
And when I turned around, he was actually a Caucasian.
一对外国人啊，坐在我的旁边呢、啊。
There were a couple of Caucasians sitting on the next aisle.
他先生问我说：“先生，你在看什么
？”And when this husband asked me what I was reading.
我说：“哇，你的泰语怎么讲得这么好啊
？”And I was just amazed by how eloquent his Taiwanese language is.
他说我来台湾已经住三十几年了。
So he told me that he's been in Taiwan for over 30 years.
他说我是牧师。
I'm a pastor.
我想说你是牧师，正好碰到我是传道。
He says you are a pastor and I'm a preacher.
好了，我就想知道他要问我什么东西。
And then I kind of guess what his next question was.
他说你在看那是什么书
？So his next question is, what was I reading?
所以我就抽给他看，我说我在看《认识犹太人》。
And I showed him the book.
你说哦，你很喜欢看这个书哦。
So you seem to be enjoying it.
我说不是喜欢看漫画啦，是里面啊写的是摩西的律法啦。
I really like the contents of this book, even though it is in the pictures. They are all in pictures.
我怕不好意思说，年纪那么大了还在看漫画，怕他在笑我。
I do not want him to mock me that I'm still reading comics at this point in my life.
那他看完之后就还给我。
So after he has finished reading, he returned to me.
他就开始问我了，跟我讲了呢哈。
And then he told me.
他说我是一个牧师。
As you know, I am a pastor.
我对犹太人很了解。
I'm a specialist in the Jewish history.
我心想，这样，他也是大概是很懂得律法。
And from the way he spoke, I can see that he understood the ways of the Jews.
我去以色列国去六次。
I've been to Israel 6 times already.
我心里想说，你去六次，碰上我也是一个巧合啊。
And it's such a coincidence that you met me.
因为那个时候我是去三次。
Because at that time I've been to Israel only 3 times.
因为事实上我们在台湾要到以色列国去， 不是很方便。
As we know, the Taiwanese is not easy for us to visit that country.
啊，所以能够去个一次两次已经非常不简单。
And if a Taiwanese were to be able to go there for one or two times, it's indeed something to be proud of.
他说他去六次。
And yet he told me that he's been to Israel 6 times.
他又跟我讲了。
And then he told me.
哇，现在犹太人哦，很多人信耶稣。
Says that there are many Jewish who believe in the Jesus Christ.
啊，十个当中啊，有六个人信耶稣。
For every 10, 6 will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我就在想说，哦，你跟我吹牛哈，啊。
I thought in my heart that he was bragging.
给我一个假资料，我就继续听他讲。
However, I still listened without making any without speaking.
他现在西方教会哈，在以色列国哈，大大宣传。
Says that the in Israel, the this the Christian religion has prospered tremendously.
啊，所以将来这些犹太人呢都可以得救。
So I'm sure that in the future, even the Jews could be saved.
就跟我讲了很多话。
And he spoke to me for quite a long time.
我想他是年纪比我大的老人家。
I gave him all my due respect because of his age.
所以按照规矩，我们先听他讲完。
So I have to give him the last word.
好了，他讲完了。
So after he has finished speaking,
我想现在该换我了。
I said maybe now it's my turn to talk.
我说你是牧师，我是传道。
Now that you are pastor and I'm quite similar, I'm a preacher.
哇，你比我有福气，你去以色列国六次。
And you are indeed more blessed than me because you have been there 6 times.
不过我去三次。
I've only been there 3 times.
他说哦，你也去那么几次啊。
So you've been there more than a few times too.
我就跟他说了，我说，你说犹太人十个当中有六个信耶稣。
What you just told me is that for every 10 Israelites, there were 6 who professed to be Christians.
你的资料可能不正确。
I don't think that is quite right.
因为根据我所知道的，
because according to what I've read and I've known,
犹太人目前在国内里头，
that the Jews in their own country,
国外不要算，
that the Jews that are living in Israel,
因为国外的犹太人目前大概有1200万，
1200万， so that there are 1.2 million Jews outside of Israel.
国内大概有600万。
And there were 6 million Jews living in Israel at the present.
我说根据我知道，犹太以色列国国内信耶稣的不超过10,000人。
That there are less than 1,000,000 Jews who believe in Christ in Israel.
哦，他一直看我啊。
And then he gave me this look.
我再跟他讲。
And then I continued.
我说犹太人要信耶稣。不那么简单。
That it is not easy for a Jew to become a Christian.
我问他说：“为什么你知道吗？”
And I asked him, "Do you know the reason?"
他可能是要说碰，不是碰到专家，至少碰到一个内行的哈，他就开始要注意了。
Then only then he realized that I am also an expert in this area.
我说第一个，今天西方的教会没有守安息日。
Because I told him that the churches in the West does not observe the Sabbath.
以色列人、犹太人从西元前1400多年一直到今天，总共有3500年。
As we know that it's been 3,500 years that the Jews have been observing Sabbath.
10条诫命里头遵守安息日。
And keeping the Sabbath is one of the commandments in the Ten Commandments.
他们已经深根蒂固，已经不能改变的。
And this is already ingrained in their mind, in their mentality.
你说犹太人有十个当中有六个信耶稣。
And how can you tell me that out of 10 Jews, there were 6 who professed to be Christians?
我说大概你记错了吧。
Don't you think you get the number mixed up?
犹太人今天不会信今天的基督教。
The Jews at present will not believe in the Christ of the present.
因为第一个，我们西方的教会没有在星期六守安息日，他就不会接受的。
Because if a church from the West were to preach to them that about the Sabbath, then they can't accept that part that Sabbath is held on a Sunday.
我看他眼睛在转啊，可能在猜我是什么教会的，他在猜我是什么教会的。
At that time, I could see that he was guessing which denomination I was from.
因为在台湾的教会里头
，Because as we know in Taiwan,
遵守星期六为安息日的
，The church that observe Sabbath on a Saturday.
有两个教会
，Only two.
一个是我们真耶稣教会。
Only two churches observe, and one is our True Jesus Church.
一个就是基督复临安息日会，啊，基督复临安息日。
And the second is the Church of the Latter Day Saints.
只有这两个教会。
Only these two churches.
这两个教派了啊。
Only these two denominations.
所以他可能在猜我是什么教会的。
So I'm sure he's still guessing what church I come from.
我说你自己看约历呀。
I said, why don't you look at the old covenant?
一天一个星期的最后一天。
Why don't you look at the calendar and you see which is the last day of the week?
犹太人守摩西律法，安息已经守三千多年。今天基督教去守星期日，他不可能接受的。
And for over 3,000 years, the Jews have been observing the Mosaic Law, and they observe Sabbath on a Saturday, and they could not accept the Sabbath day to be on a Sunday.
所以我说，犹太人不会相信你们的基督教。
And I told him that due to this reason, I don't think the Jews will accept the mainstream Christian religion.
但是将来会相信我们的教会。
However, I told him that in the future, they may believe in the true church, in the true Jesus church.
因为我们是守安息日的。
Because we are church to observe the Sabbath on a Saturday.
第二个。
Secondly.
我说犹太人不会相信基督教。
Secondly, I told him why the Jews will not be able to accept the mainstream Christian religion.
跟你们的神观有问题。
Because of the concept of the God of God.
因为西方的教会把神观放在三位一体。
Because of this problem of a Trinity versus the Unity.
啊，这种三一神观，犹太人不会接受的。
So the Jewish people they can't accept the mainstream religion's aspect of the Trinity.
三千多年来
，over the period of 3,000 years，
犹太人相信是独一神。
The Jews only believe in the one God, one true God.
三位一体其实也是独一神。
Natural fact, three in one refers to one God.
可是犹太人的头脑很单纯啊，很直的啊，他们真的是很单纯啊。
As however, we know that the Jews they are quite a simple-minded.
因为在美这个以色列国在台的办事处啊，我们在台湾有一个以色列国在台湾的办事处，国家的国家的。
In Taiwan, we have the Israel consulate.
一个办事处哦，好，他的处长啊，曾经到我们教会来。
And one of the person, the supervisor who worked there came to our church once.
啊，这个处长是等于大使级的哈。
So we can see that he's a diplomat.
他就跟我们讲过啊。
And he told us.
他说哈，一就是一，三就是三，你跟我说三位一体，我学不来。
And he told us that one means one and three means one, and we can't accept any other.
因为他们来我们教会的时候，一看，哎呦，我们教会怎么都没有贴那个什么耶稣像、神像啊？
And he was quite surprised when he first stepped into our church that there were no pictures or any crucifix in the church.
哦，他说你们这个会堂是我们犹太教啊，这样讲啊。
Your church just is just like our temple.
啊，所以他们不相信，不能接受三位一体的观念的。
And so the Jews can never accept the concept of a Trinity.
圣经也没有三位一体的名词。
And as we can see, the Bible doesn't anywhere mention anything about Trinity.
三位一体又是天主教变更的、改过来的。
And three in one, the concept, the word, the term Trinity has been coined by the Catholic Church.
今天基督教说要归为圣经。
So all the churches of the world have to come back to the Bible.
可是去接受。天主教的星期日为安息日为主日。
However, unfortunately, they took the Sabbath day from the Catholic Church.
三位一体的观念。
And they also borrowed the tradition of the Catholic Church.
我说犹太人不会相信你们的基督教。
As a result, I told him that because of these two things, the Jews will not will be difficult for them to come to the mainstream church.
我跟他讲，我们是独一神观的。
And then I told him that we believe in the one true God.
绝对不用三位一体的。
And we believe in the unity and not Trinity.
我跟他讲了好多事情啊。
And I also mentioned many other things to him.
他听当中就一直没有讲话。
And he listened without making any sound.
今天我们真耶稣教会。
We who are now in the true church.
是完全建立在圣经上面。
We are all built on the truth from the Bible.
今天我们说我们教会要发展。
Now that we say that we have to prosper our church,
我们可以看得出来。
We can see.
闪电从东方发出，直照到西方。
That the lightning from the east is goes to the west.
速度会很快。
And it will be that the speed will be very quick.
发展也会很快。
And the development will be very quick too.
但是如果没有用真理做基础
，However, if we do not have We do have the fundamentals of the truth.
那么再多我们一间真耶稣教会没有意义啊，增加我们一间真耶稣教会啊，
then,
这个教派啊，
then,
如果再加这个教派，
if then we shall actually not be called the True Jesus Church.
因为西方教会已经把他们的教会传到世界各地了。
Because we know that the other denominations have preached the gospel to the world already.
我们教会如果没有真理的话。
If our church does not possess the truth,
要增加我们有什么意思呢
？And we are just like if we consider ourselves like one of them, then what is the true purpose?
只不过啊，更显出可笑而已啊，多分一个教派。
We let us not allow ourselves to be considered to be another denomination of the mainstream church.
人家其他宗教也笑我们呢、啊，你看你们。基督教一直分，一直分，分那么多。
And we'll also become a mockery to the other churches for being to be an extra church.
啊，所以我们要知道我们教会的价值跟意义在哪里。
So let us place the importance on the value on and the value and the preciousness of our church.
因为我们从神领受真理。
Because now that we've been inspired by the truth from God.
然后在这个末世的时代。
And then during the end time.
我们要。万国更正。
So let us show our truth in the face of the world.
各教会不对的真理再归回圣经。
To bring the untruth of the mainstream church, to bring them back to the truth of the Bible.
这就是今天我们教会存在的一个原因。
So this is the ultimate purpose of why we, the church, exist.
那么既然末后的时间所剩不多。
As we know that that we are living in a limited period of time,
so we 绝对可以相信
So we can safely believe.
不久的将来呢，我们可以看到我们真耶稣教的远景呢。
That we can see in the near future.
长远的一个景观呢。
So we can see the true purpose of the existence of our church.
在整个宣教上，速度会越来越快。
And we can see that maybe in the future, the speed of our development will be quick as lightning.
在发展上也越来越快。
And then our development in every area will be very fast too.
但是最终的问题在哪里？
However, wherein lies the problem?
神的工人。
The problem is the workers of God.
我们来看一节圣经。
So let us Matthew chapter 9.
这是一节大家非常熟的经文。
And this is a very verse.It is very familiar to all of you.
九章三十七、三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
说他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。三十七节。
Verse 37.
于是对门徒说：要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。这是主耶稣对当时的门徒所讲的。
These are the words spoken by our Lord Jesus to the disciples.
他说主耶稣看到许多人呢、这样困苦流离呀、
Jesus at that time saw a lot of people who were harassed and helpless.
我们今天只有对现在这个时代的世人呢、要多一份的怜悯之心呢、
So this the message here is that we as Christians we have to be more.To have more empathy for others.
不是只有指责他们说喜欢犯罪啦，没有道德，这样没有意思。你骂他干什么
？We must not be a stand bystander and just curse them and curse them for being so.
他们也是困苦流离呀。
Because we know that the non-believers, they are also harassed and helpless.
如果他们知道真道的话，他们一定会回来呀。
Because I'm sure if they know the truth, they will surely come back.
但是主耶稣后面怎么讲？
Come to worship Jesus and
what does? 要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And then Jesus told his disciples that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
啊，今天我们工人实在是不够用的。
So indeed, now in our church, we have insufficient workers.
我们可以看出世界各国的教会。
And we can see that the churches in other countries.
台湾教会有台湾教会的优势，优点。
And in Taiwan, there are some good points there, good positive things there.
啊，经济上非常好，经济。
And financially, the Taiwan churches has no problem.
传道人非常多。
And we have many preachers in Taiwan.
啊，从六七年到现在为止，我们训练了将近200位的传道人。
And from 1967 to the present time, we have about 200 over preachers.
啊，目前在台中有144个传道。
And in the Taiwan GA alone, we have 140 preachers.
啊，道理很正确。
And we have the truth.
这是台湾总会的优势。
So these are the strong points of the Taiwan GA.
但是凭这三点，要把道理传到世界各国，还是差很远。
However, with these three positive attributes, we are still lacking in preaching the word to the whole world.
第一个，语言就是问题的。
Because one of the stumbling blocks is the language.
啊，你们在这边讲豆芽菜，我听不懂啊 ，understand 啊，哎，你们讲英文我听不懂啊。
So whenever you speak English, I'm lost.
啊，只要在台上讲用英文讲到，那根本不可能的。
And it's just impossible for us to for anyone to understand a speaker who speaks in English.
语言就是台湾最弱的地方。
So the linguistic part of is one of the biggest problem facing the Taiwanese preachers.
所以这个优势就是国外教会。
So this is one of the slack that can be picked up by the foreign churches.
而且整个国际的接触以国外最多，在国际上的接触。
So the international communication is
在国外啊，能够接触到很多的民族。
So because with this, the knowledge of English allow one person to communicate extensively with the rest of the world.
你看在我们的国家里头，你可以接到各种皮肤、各种种族的民族。
Because in the international realm, you can meet with many different types of people, ethnicity and races.
这对台湾来讲是不可能的。
And the Taiwanese, they can't break through this international situation, international milieu.
所以我们今天所缺欠的不是庄稼的问题。
So what is the problem that we are facing now?
啊，庄稼非常多。
We have actually in Taiwan, we have enough workers.
我们只要把这个真道不断的传出去，把真理不断传出去，就有很多人会接受。
We know that if we have, we don't have this problem with language, we are able to spread the gospel to as many lands as possible.
但是我们现在需要的是各种恩赐的人才。
So now what we need is people who have the gifts in the language.
我们最近呢，已经在统计上网之后 ，Internet 以后，来接受道理的人数。
So now we are trying to get into the Internet. In our gospel work,
啊，也已经慢慢有一个数字出来。
And we can see the number of people who visit the site.
所以今天我们要知道。
So now we all have to understand.
今天我们一个基督徒，我们一个本位的信徒。
We as the members of the church.
你的价值在哪里
？It is our duty to know where we lie, where our value lie.
不是我这个人的问题。
And we should not concentrate on our deficiencies.
我在我们的主面前，我能给他用什么
？We have to ask ourselves, in what way can we help God in serving Him?
今天我们领受的恩赐，如果不能用在宣教事工上
，because the gifts that we have, we can't use it in the holy work or in serving God.
来造就教会
，to edify the church or to build up the church.
那么那些再多都没有意义。
and the more gifts God were to give you, it will all come to nothing.
啊，所以传道书里头一句话。
So there's a common saying among the preachers.
他说，总而言之，你所拥有的，啊，就是全部都是神的。
And what we come to realization is that what is yours is actually God's.
我们中文换成啊，你一生呢就是以敬畏神为主。
So the preachers we used to tell ourselves that all our life we have to fear and to serve God.
但是英文里头说全部都是神的。
However, in the English translation, we said whatever is yours belongs to God.
今天我们财富再多，你不用在神身上。虚空,
because if you have much wealth but you don't use it for God, then it all comes to nothing.
今天我们的智慧再好，你领到很多的智慧财产权，没有用在神身上，没有用。
No matter how highly educated you are, if you waste it on other things and not on God, it also comes to nothing.
今天你语言能力再强，你不用在圣工上。别人比你更厉害啊。
If you have a linguistic power and you don't use it in serving God, then it is all in vain.
啊，今天我们的教会已经要开始踏上一个国际路线。
So our church now, our next step is to step onto to preach to the international.
真耶稣教会不能永远是一个华人的教会。
Because we have to break.This concept of True Jesus Church being a Chinese church.
这个救恩是要给万民的。
Because salvation is for all mankind.
我们必须要这么一个很清楚的观念。
So we have to have this important concept.
啊，所以每个教会、每个地区的弟兄姐妹都有不同的优势。
So all of us at every church in different nations, we all have our strong points.
但是我们需要这些人多多为神工作。
And we have our gifted members, and we all need them to come out and serve God.
只要各国的教会、各地的教会，好好在当地来做这些圣工。
If each individual church could fulfill their duty and obligation, then it's something good.
我们绝对可以相信，神可以一天当中给我们几千个人。
Then we can truly believe that God will allow us a day.
像使徒时代一样。
To spread the word.Just like during the apostolic times,
一天给我们三千，一天给我们五千，这不是看不到的。
That the parable of the talents, the 3,000 talents and 5,000 talents, it's all visible what we have, our gifts.
问题是这些人。